And this week's theme is peace, and he talked a lot about peace. We're just going to look at the passage really quickly before we end. If you want to pull that up there, Rhoda. Micah 5, "But you, O Bethlehem Ephrathah, are only a small village among all the people of Judah, yet a ruler of Israel, whose origins are in the distant past, will come from you on my behalf. The people of Israel will be abandoned to their enemies until the woman in labor gives birth, and at last his fellow countrymen will return from exile to their own land. And he will stand to lead his flock with the Lord's strength in the majesty of the name of the Lord God, and his people will live there undisturbed, for he will be highly honored around the world, and he will be the source of peace." It was so wonderful for Stephanie and I to get a visit Wednesday night with Rodolfo and hear a little bit more about what's happening there in Iquitos. And I want to encourage you to give the support his life and his passion. And he said it's about 500 or less U.S. per month. And that's all the ministry things and everything. So we really, this isn't a tax receivable thing, in case you're looking for that. We're not doing this through missionary ventures. We're not doing any. We're just giving it to Rodolfo to use for whatever he needs for him and his family. And Rodolfo, hearing his story, he would have been the most unlikely chosen. Didn't expect that, right? And that's very much who Jesus is. He was born in Bethlehem. That's not the capital city, but it is a city that David was born in. Jesus comes into our lives in unexpected ways. He's an unexpected king from distant past. He's eternal. He does more, goes places where we can't. He brings peace between us and God. Rodolfo shared about that. Having enmity towards God, Jesus ends that and brings peace between us and God. Jesus brings peace in our life. He changes our hearts. He changes every aspect of who we are and makes it new. He brings peace. You know, some of us can't identify with that. I can't identify with smoking drugs and sleeping in dirt. I can't identify with war and bombings and all of these things we read and are so compassionate about. So in Canada, we maybe can't identify with those, but every one of us has struggle. Every one of us needs peace. Everyone. God brought peace to Rodolfo between him and God through Jesus. Jesus brought peace into his life the way he wants to bring peace in your life. Whatever you're anxious about, whatever you're worried about, whatever's going on inside your heart, that's what Jesus does. He brings peace. But he does that for a purpose. There's a cycle to that. Rodolfo talked about breaking the cycle. Jesus is about breaking the cycle through his peace. Because he doesn't just bring peace. What is he? He's the source of peace. And he says, look, this is speaking to Israel, who would be sent off in a few years after this was written to exile, away from God, distant from God. And they would come back to God when the baby was born. Now, we know from history that the physical nation of Israel came back to God, but their hearts never did. And through Jesus, our hearts and our lives can come to peace. Why? Because wherever Jesus is, his peace is present. And if his peace is present in your life, if you come to Jesus, if you receive him, if you receive his forgiveness, if you receive his transformation, he will bring peace in your life. But because you're a follower of Jesus and because he's the source of peace, he calls you to re-gift that peace. That wherever you walk, wherever his followers are, his peace is present. His peace can make a difference. And so my challenge to you this morning is twofold. It's exactly, we're tag team preaching this morning. It's the same thing. If you have never come to Jesus, if you've never experienced the peace that he brings between you and God and the peace he brings in your life, you got to do that. God's already speaking to you, and you know that what we've spoken this morning is striking a chord with you. And I encourage you to spend time with God and listen and decide to follow him. And if you are a follower of Jesus, you are an ambassador of peace. Because wherever you go, whatever you do, you have opportunity to speak and do, love and action, things that bring peace. Things that change the lives of others. And it can't be a passive thing, it must be an active thing. And so that's why we're encouraging you in all these things at Christmas. Why would we heap this on you? Why would we say, you know, give to Rodolfo, bring some clothes, invite someone over to your house, come bring someone to our Christmas service, because anywhere we go, we have opportunity to bring Jesus' peace to a world that is troubled and dying and hurting. And in Canada, you know what? Some of our troubles might just simply be anxiety and depression. There's people who struggle with food and money and all those things. It feels the same as drug addiction and war and all of those things. It says life and death. Whoever you have opportunity to bring peace to needs it just as much as the next person. And so I invite you and I challenge you this morning to come to Jesus, experience his peace, and don't hoard it for yourself. A lot of us have wonderful quiet times. I do. I love spending time with God. I am lost without him if I can't spend and say, here's all this trouble in my life, God. I need peace. I need you to tell me what to do. How do I do this? How do I do this? How do I do this every day? Because I have no clue how to follow him unless I spend time with him. But if it's only about me, I'm half living. Peace in the earth, the angels said. Goodwill to everyone upon whom his favor rests. His favor can't rest places where we don't know about Jesus, where they haven't heard it, and we haven't shared the peace of Jesus. So I encourage you this morning, give to Rodolfo that he can take the peace of Jesus there. Do some things in your community, in your home, in your work, in your family, where you experience the peace of Jesus, where you bring the peace of Jesus to others so that they can experience it too. I'm going to call the worship team up this morning as I pray, just so we can close. Why don't you stand? Father God, we're so thankful. We're thankful, God, that we have opportunity to get to know our brother and hear more about what you've done in his life. We're thankful that you bring us your peace. God, for those here who are troubled, uncertain, unsure, hurting, struggling, Father, I pray they would submit to you and receive your peace and understand that that can conquer anything. And Father, for those who are already walking with you, give us boldness to go where we haven't gone before, or to say or do things to neighbors, friends, in your name, to bring your peace to people who are hurting and need it. May we not just hoard your gift of peace. May we be ambassadors of peace in our world. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.